The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Prime Time Replay from Money FM 89.3. Mind Your Business with Howie Lim and Bernard Lim, only on Money FM 89.3.
I'm Glenn Van Zutphen, sitting in for Bernard Lim today when the business landscape is evolving, as we all know, breakneck pace, thanks to technical disruption and the need to digitize. Now, thanks to Industry 4.0, doing business has never been more challenging or rewarding if you can do it right.
That's the thing, isn't it? The million-dollar question. How do we do business right? So we're chatting today with best-selling author and speaker Joseph A. Michelli and David Chim, who's CEO of MindChamps. We're going to talk about organizational culture, what's needed for that successful business today. Gentlemen, thanks so much for coming.
Thanks for having
Thank you for having us.
So first I'd like to ask Joseph, what organizational culture is needed for a business in today's world? First up, what do you mean by culture as well?
Well, it certainly goes beyond strategy, right? It needs to be the values of an organization, the mission and the vision, all identified and in action. So not just words on the wall, pretty words on paper, but really, truly the way businesses make decisions at leadership level, select people, and ultimately foster that in their culture.
Yeah, David,
you said a lot of things there.
Yeah, there's a lot to unpack.
Break down a couple of those things.
But David, let's get some input from you as the CEO of MindChamps. What types of staff are you looking to recruit and the challenges that come with that whole process?
Yes, I completely concur with Joseph there. I mean, it's more than just, you know, what's written on a brochure or posters in the office. I think, you know, we've got to lift that culture. So therefore, to create that energy, which what we describe at MindChamps, to then able to draw the right type of people. So the kind of staff that the team members we try to bring to the team and, you know, create that kind of energy force are people who have a positive, obviously, what we coin as the champion mindset, the mindset that says, you know, have deep respect for things, but don't be afraid to be uniquely who you are, that the two come hand in hand together. The 100% respect has to come with, you know, that everything, seek to understand more and go deeper. Don't just look at things at a superficial surface level and form instant judgments, which is the world we live in today. To have 100% respect for things, other people's perspectives, and hear multiple perspectives, but at the same time, have zero fear to be uniquely who you are. And these are the people who can contribute to an organization and take things and ideas further, which
that
is critical.
That sounds like a really long interview process. Man, trying to get a job over at MindChamps.
Must have a good headhunter.
Might take weeks, though. So, and those things also sound a little vague and hard to put your thumb on. Put your finger on those kinds of traits that you say would be ideal in talent and staff you're looking for.
Well, what we actually do is really, apart from all the, you know, normal criteria of, you know, what your background is or that, the ultimate thing we try and find and aligned is what we call the personal and the professional alignment. When we're selecting a team member, we don't actually say, you know, it's a recruitment where you're selecting the person. It's actually also making sure the person is selecting us, that it's right for them. Because if it's not right for them, it won't work anyway within, you know, a short period. So we look at both the personal alignment and then also professional. So, you know, for some people, it might align with them professionally. They want that role, but it might not align with them personally. Within that space, we can tell very quickly whether the energy is kind of aligned.
Joseph Michelli, the author of The MindChamps Way, what kind of a corporate culture and corporate leadership does it take these days, and how is that shifting to make a difference?
Yeah, this is a challenging time to be a leader.
Yeah, right?
You know, I think that clearly the thing that you have to have now is the ability to articulate your vision. So there's a persuasive element to being a leader, persuasive through authenticity probably more than ever before. And I think there is a humility and a positivity in leadership today that needs to be in place because there's so many demoralizing aspects of human conditions.
So, and yet those leaders need to be strong. strong, right, at the same time.
And, absolutely.
And visionary, if I can put it
that way. Yeah, and I think the vision that everyone can see and articulation of that vision, sometimes you're sharing it in words, sometimes you might depict it visually, but ultimately you're trying to say, take this hill with me, this is a noble cause, we're doing more than just exchanging oxygen for carbon dioxide here, we're really wanting to do something of substance, we want to be on purpose.
Who stands out as a leader that exemplifies those qualities?
You know, I've written many books about many companies, mostly U.S.-based companies. So I worked with Howard Schultz at Starbucks and was right. very much a fan of his visionary leadership. Yeah. I sit next to David Chim, an incredible leader here out of this region. And I think the beauty of the MindChimp's way is having written about Starbucks or Zappos or Ritz-Carlton or any number of other global brands like Mercedes-Benz, yeah. it's really nice to be able to say that an organization that came about here in Singapore really has that kind of leadership and is doing that kind of greatness, not only in this island state, but really across the region, and will have repercussions globally.
Just what I want to talk about, authenticity that you mentioned earlier, and that comes with maybe perhaps showing vulnerability as well. Are you seeing that leaders today are more attuned to going down this route and showing some kind of vulnerability to their people and not just, you know, I know everything, everyone follow me?
Well, I think business leaders are. Political leaders, not so much.
Oh, dear.
Right? And quite frankly, I think there is an important distinction to be made between business leaders and political leaders. Oftentimes, we cast them all with the same net. But in point of fact, I think most political leaders are not vulnerable and frequently cast an air of, you know, such vibrant confidence. Certainly on my side of the world, it is the case. Mm-hmm. And I think business leaders have to be very different about this. They have to be thoughtful and circumspect and introspective. And yet they still need to be authoritative. They need to say, I am put in this position. I have this responsibility. I will take this action on my own conscience and my own accountability. But ultimately, I'm a human with all my frailties, and I hope that you will help me see those.
Fine line to draw, though.
It is. It's a very fine line to draw, an important fine line to draw.
Right. Yeah.
David, there are many pedagogy out there, and I'm used to seeing MindChimp's, you know, ads up for, you know, different learning experiences for kids. I have kids in school as well. What is it about MindChimp's that you believe separates it from some of the other learning opportunities out there?
Okay. Well, you know, when we first began, we began first and foremost as a research team, and we recognized that because there were already schools worldwide that are doing great work. But we thought what we needed to do was separate what the 21st century, you know, education really needs. Mm-hmm. Everybody talks about it, but where is the real research that shows that? And, you know, from our research, we recognize that in the 21st century, where AI and soon generative AI is part of our lives, it's no longer about content. It's no longer even about thinking curriculum. We have to go beyond that. We have to nurture mindset, the mindset of an individual. As we know, in the real world, mindset is everything. Doesn't matter what qualification a person has, but if they don't have the right mindset, you know, when we're talking about leadership, mindset is so critical. And so within MindChimp's, we call it what's called the empirical studies of the three minds, the champion mind, the creative mind, and the learning mind. By the time a child comes to our preschool at, let's say, 18 months and faces the real world, that's going to be about 19, 20 years' time. Fresh graduate out of, you know, school, basic diploma or degree, too. 5 days a week of studies. What is so critical at that stage? By that stage, that's the year 2039. I mean, experts can't even tell us what 2039 will be like. But what we do know is that the mindset of that individual is going to be the most valuable commodity and asset to them. Because while we don't know what's coming, it's the mindset that will fully prepare us for that. And, you know, when we research those three key empirical areas of study, each space has its own unique way of nurturing that. For example, the champion mind is not about elitism. It's not about beating others. We came from a school system where very young, we were chopped very young about academic results. And we know that that's not what it's about, you know, in the real world. And so it's about nurturing a mindset that says, how can I be the best that I can be? The true champion within me? It doesn't matter what your cousin or your brother and sister or your neighbors are doing. What you can be, and don't be afraid of that.
But our system isn't set up for that, right, in most countries.
Yeah. In fact, we saw that it was a global gap. It wasn't just within one territory. It was global. Yeah. And it's amazing. This has been around for hundreds of years. You know, where the Industrial Revolution, which created the need for an education system, created a system that was all about drilling in the facts. And if you had more facts than others, you were more educated. And then in the kind of like 20th century, computers came. And because the computers came, we thought, oh, wow, we can store all this in the computer. So we need thinking curriculum now, you know?
Yep.
But we realized 21st century, thinking alone, AI is going to do that and outperform us quite quickly. The world's number one chess players have been beaten too by AI. And so therefore, we realized it was about the mindset of the learner. And if the child loves learning as a mindset from young, it's with them for life.
It'll hold them in good stead, right, in the next century.
That's it, yeah.
Joseph, your book, The Mind Champ's Way, How to Turn an Idea into a Global Movement. How long did the process take? Or are you still in the midst of it? I mean, I know I hold the book right now.
I think a book
now,
is never done, right?
Yeah.
I mean, unfortunately, it has to be published and it's over.
Yeah.
But yeah, most everything I do in a writing space takes a matter of a year or more. This is on the shorter side of a year only because I knew David for 10 years. So we did a lot of our preliminary work long before we agreed to start writing. Yeah.
Were there concerns, though, David, being featured in a book of this detail?
Yeah, well, look, in fact, you know,
naked eye exam, you know?
Yeah, look, when that thought came up, there was, you know, obviously some concern, but from our perspective at MindChamps, we've been very big on being absolutely transparent about what we're about and who we are, including publishing a lot of our work, you know. And so therefore, when Joseph and his team dug deep into who we, you know, but by the time after almost 9 years of getting to know each other, and Joseph finally said he was agreed to do it, I felt
he was buying his time, wanted the right moment to ask you.
And I truly felt that moment was a true blessing that he decided that. And then, you know, when his team dug really deep and he wanted more and more and more things to look at, the more he did that, in fact, the more impressed I was with Joseph. And from our perspective, the fact that he dug so deep and wanted to know so much detail behind, you know, what's it about, what made me respect Joseph far more.
A book does put a target on your back. After I did my first Starbucks book, I think every complaint about Starbucks came to my office. So,
yes.
Yeah, I think people read it and they go, what? Are they doing what they said?
Yes.
Sure.
So, Joseph, you also held a workshop here in Singapore, talking to business leaders as well, perhaps about these concerns that came up. What were some of those biggest concerns?
Well, yeah, I think that the people in the workshop were clearly looking at how to make their business better and what they could learn from legendary brands like Mercedes-Benz and MindChamp. So most of the concerns that came up to me were, how do we incorporate this into our culture, or how do we operationally demonstrate the level of consistency needed to replicate a culture over and over and over again and grow larger and grow beyond the region?
Yeah, it's got to be like David, get them at 18 months.
That's very true.
There.
How do we stay open after all these years?
Life.
Yeah. We've been speaking to best-selling author and speaker Joseph A. Michelli and David Chim, CEO of MindChamps. Gentlemen, thank you so much.
Thank you
so much. Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.